It's business as usual at this music school in downtown Maputo in Mozambique. It is the beginner's class for 5 and 6 year olds.
My name is Carlos Alberto. We teach music, classic music, and leisure music. We have eight classrooms. Yeah, but our classrooms are very few. Explain very well in this language is so difficult to me, but I try.
21-year-old music teacher at the Radio Mozambique School of Music, Ecole Musique du Radio Mozambique, which has been in existence for 12 years. Mozambique is a former Portuguese territory with a population of 16 million people and stretching for 3,000 kilometers along the Indian Ocean. The mere mention of this country's name, one would associate it with human suffering because of the recently ended civil war that ravaged the country for more than 15 years. However, despite the war, Mozambique was made the flagship of Southern African culture by the 11-member Southern Africa Development Community, SADC. In 1980, SADC assigned Mozambique the culture and information desk of the grouping. How can a regional organization give the sectoral responsibility of culture and information to a country at the height of a civil war? During my maiden visit recently, I found that present-day Mozambique is characterized by a wide diversity of languages, habits and customs amongst its citizens. Mozambique has had cultural interchanges with various peoples and civilizations for longer than any other country in the region. This dates back to more than 400 years when the country was said to be discovered by the famous Portuguese explorer Vasco da Gama. The coming centuries saw the arrival of traders from all corners of the globe, some of whom chose to stay there. Other African people also drifted into the country because of the trade with the foreigners. The arts still play an important role in everyday life in that country. Music, literature, dance and drama, sculpture and paintings, the modern forms of all these being influenced by foreign cultures on local inspiration. Because of this, Mozambican art is appreciated the world over. Proof of Mozambique's leading position in the arts is the fact that it has been, until 1992, the only African country exhibiting at the prestigious Contemporary Art Pavilion Expo in Spain. Radio Mozambique's Grupo de Radio Mozambique won the 1990 Grand Prize of the Radio France International-sponsored Discoveries Music Contest, for example. I'm not yet sure of what music I'm going to play in the future, but for now I can say that I will play Marabenta music like my favorite musician, Ojanmuk Mugavel. 7-year-old Jeremias Bila told me as he packed his guitar after a music lesson. The Marabenta music he talks about is light Mozambican pop music which is inspired by traditional rhythms. Mozambique's future generation looks poised to keep the cultural fire burning in their country, I thought, as a new lesson began for yet another group of young people.
Voices from the South for Ears in the North, presented by Radio Bridge Overseas in Harare, Zimbabwe.